Russell, aren't many of the remote viewing subjects and projects still classified?
Well, things have become pretty declassified, and some of them are in kind of never-never land. That is to say, the CIA released they released several DVDs packed with information, which have gotten ordered and indexed by Paul Smith and Ed May into hundreds of pages of previously classified information.
Right.
So I don't actually know what's classified. In my new book, In the Reality of ESP, I describe things that I know have been classified, and just to make sure, I included a letter to me from the CIA saying that the material I talk about is declassified for me, and I had to sue the CIA under Freedom of Information to actually get a letter releasing some of my favorite pictures. And I also talk about, you've seen the film The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yes.
I talk about some of my experiments with the guys who stared at goats. We started as Psychic Army Corps on the East Coast working with INSCOM, which is the Intelligence and Security Command at Fort Meade. And Hal and I interviewed about 40 officers who agreed to risk their career by doing ESP.
Okay.
And we chose six, and they came out to California to become the kernel, the beginning of the Psychic Army Corps. And those six guys that we chose from an interview turned out to be exceptionally successful. So we did six trials with each guy, showing them the move, showing them how to do remote viewing, as they would describe where their commander was hiding in the Bay Area. So I sat with each of these guys through 36 trials and said, okay, where is Scotty now? What are you experiencing? And they would say, I see a boat dock, or I see a tower, or it's all dark. It looks like a underground something. And with six trials each, you would expect one first-place match. So you'd expect six first-place matches from these guys trying to find the commander, and they got 19 first-place matches.
That's amazing.
It's very, very amazing. It's almost significant at 1 in 100,000 from these guys, in a sense, off the street. None of these guys were famous psychics. But what it shows is that psychic ability is quite easy to do. It's a natural ability. Now, these guys were self-selected. There were no skeptics among them. They said, I would like to do this. And then they were the key guys who started the Army program at Fort Meade. But this is the first place that our work with these six, the core guys who began the Stargate program on the East Coast. And
well,
that continued for another 20 years.
When they turned you loose, Russell, when the government said start these projects, what did they want primarily? Were they primarily geared toward the Soviets at the time, or what?
Oh, we were looking at Chinese atomic bomb tests, the American hostages in Iran. The answer to your question is they wanted information. So there are a number of ways that convinced me of the reality of ESP. One is we had a number of highly significant formal programs where the data was published in the Institute of Electrical Engineers magazine and Nature magazine. That's the data for the people who love data. The people who are paying for our program wanted information on the world stage. So we had things to do like describing the health. A typical thing is a Navy officer came in and said, we want information about the person whose picture is in this sealed envelope. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. All right.
So I went with my psychic and said, we have a person who needs a description, is our sort of Army lingo for let's start this program. And the psychic said, I see a man. He looks pretty sick. He's in a dark place, and this guy can hardly walk. But as I look at him psychically, I see him coming out of the dark into the light. He's going to get on an airplane and fly to Germany. That's it. The guy in the envelope could have been Joe Stalin. It could have been anything. But it turned out it was Richard Queen, U.S. ambassador to Iran, who was one of the hostages. He was very ill, we discovered. He had multiple sclerosis. And a couple of days after our psychic scan, he was indeed released, put on an airplane, flown to Germany.
Oh, my.
So this was a direct hit. No input at all. We didn't know a thing, except that there was a picture of a guy in an envelope. What can you tell us? So we released information that nobody in the world knew.
Were you ever told, Russell, to enter someone's dream state and try to do something to them?
No, we did not do that.
Okay.
We were inflowing information. I have a number of things I'd like to say. One of them is people are beginning to pop up on my screen, so I'd like to give my website so that I can answer people's questions on the air if they write to me.
That's ESPresearch.com, right?
What a good memory you have.
It is good.
Yes.
I remote viewed it.
Right. So ESPresearch.com, if you write to me right now while I'm on the air, I will then read your question on the air and answer you.
This is an incredible ability. Have you found, you've been doing this a long, long time now.
I can tell you how long. The International Remote Viewing Association, which was started by me together with the Army guys as they retired,
right.
IRVA.org, we're having our 40th annual conference in Las Vegas in the middle of June. So I've been teaching remote viewing now for 40 years. Isn't that shocking?
I was going to be there, but I think I'm in Chicago at an event that I have to attend. But I would, because I was there a few years ago with you folks and John Alexander and all of you. Great people. So you've been doing it a long time. But have you gotten better over the years, or are you at a point where you stabilize?
Well, I'm still sort of a amateur. From time to time, people will call me up and say they've lost something, and I will try and find it for them. And I can do that sometimes. So I'm not for example, I've given up I surrendered my motorcycle license a couple of years ago, as is more traffic where in the San Francisco area.
Right. And you had problems with your vision,
yeah,
right?
My vision is very poor. My previous book was Memoirs of a Blind Biker.
That's right.
So I gave up my motorcycle. But I rode for 35 years without getting killed in San Francisco traffic.
That's pretty remarkable
so
by itself.
I think my ESP has something to do with that. And
probably.
I can give you an example. I gave a talk at a home of a wealthy Bay Area person, Atherton, as I would do for. I think that I was a prize for her school, that somebody won me, and I gave a book talk at her dinner party.
Okay, that's a great gift.
And I told her about psychic abilities, and the next day she called me up. I was working at Lockheed, and I was just spreading numbers, costs for a airborne laser program, which is what I did in my next incarnation. And she said, Russ, can you help me? I've lost my tennis bracelet, and my husband will kill me if I don't find it. And I said, well, I don't know what a tennis bracelet is. And she said, well, it's this little platinum circle around my ring covered with diamonds. I thought, that's pretty cool. And she said, but can you help me find it? So I just turned toward the wall, away from my big computer screen, closed my eyes, and I saw two white posts, like two 4x4s in the lawn. And I said, do you have two 4x4s in the lawn somewhere? And she said, why, by the back door of the house, or the path. And I said, well, I think that's where it is, because that just popped into my view. 5 minutes later, she came back and said, that's fantastic. I'm so happy. She did not say, how can I thank you?
Right.
So that I probably had an answer for that. But she was very happy. And the point of the story is you don't have to meditate or take drugs or do anything special. Well, once you've gotten comfortable with the remote viewing process, it's just part of your life. If somebody wants something, you just close your eyes and
you can do it.
Right. You can find your car keys. You can find a parking place. You can make investments in the silver market, make money in the market.